This podcast is for the brave hearts, the black sheep, the rebels. If you're willing to face your fears and optimize your time on this planet, you are among friends. This is the Erin Evans Podcast.
Hello and welcome back. When was the last time you got angry? I'm talking adrenaline spikes, solar plexus grips, your face gets hot, your jaw gets clenched, the vein on the side of your neck pops out, you feel a primal urge to act out, like a cobra ready to strike, you're heightened. And what did you do about it? Slam a door, punch a wall, yell at your friend, your partner, go for a run, or shove it to the very bottom of your boot? To be provoked is to be aroused or stimulated, to be stirred up, and it indicates below the face of anger a feeling of being trapped, like an animal, a caged animal, feeling like your freedom is being taken away, or there is a sense of injustice. Anger is super normal and healthy. And as Bruce Lee says, it should be expressed. Any anger that is not coming out, flowing freely, turns into sadism, power drive, stammering, and other means of torturing. We usually get riled up by our interpersonal relationships, those that are close to us, because those people tend to know exactly what to say and how to say it. So often, it's not in what they say so much in the tonality of how they deliver it. It's subconscious, but when someone wants you to feel guilty or ashamed, they will speak with a tone of pity to hit the exact location of where you feel guilty or that you've done wrong. So we get information through our ears in vibration, and we get to decide what it means and how we interpret it. But when our frequency, our octave, is tuned in a different way, those little buttons that people could press, they don't really exist anymore. When we're vibing at a higher level, when we've cleared out the clutter of that victim-villain chess game. One of my favorite quotes is, every victim needs a villain. So anger is healthy, but it's really ineffective when we're doing this constant dance, this pattern dance of not really expressing how we feel. It might show up as sadism, as Bruce says, this deriving pleasure from pain. We might have dark agendas and power moves because we're not fully expressed, or we could find ourselves really insecure and not able to express what we want, so we stammer, we stutter. The power of anger is that it frees up life and creativity. Why we don't express it, or how we don't express it, is when we are attempting to get attention in a negative way, meaning I will purposely say something to hurt your feelings or to irritate you, full well knowing that it is a subtle indiscretion of getting a reaction out of you. The other way is to placate, to please, to be a peaceful warrior, when in actuality we're being a coward. Because people pleasing pleases no one. No one wants us to not have needs or to lie to their faces. And yet we've decided that it's really righteous to be kind and harmonious, when actually where there's a disagreement is the possibility for a deepening of our intimacy. The thing about violence is it's addictive. You look at television programming and what's popular on the news, and it often is associated with an element of fighting. violence isn't always physical. As John Gottman talks about the four horsemen of stonewalling, contempt, criticism, and defensiveness, that's violence too. Every time you provoke or are provoked, you propagate the energy of that underbelly of anger that's never really going to be expressed. The power of healthy anger is it frees up our attention and our life force. It kicks us into action. How does one know when anger is healthy, when rage is justified, and how do we use it to enhance our life and get ourselves to act in accordance with the life that we are pursuing? So the first thing is to know that anger is the same energy as creation. It touches our spirit. Anger starts fires, tears puts them out. The second is to know when it visits. When you get that visceral sensation of not being able to articulate yourself, might be the body gets hot, the mouth gets tight, but know the telltale signs that you're mad, you're furious. And know that your rage is holy and it needs a place to go. So the third thing is to have a channel. Again, Bruce Lee, because in Bruce we trust, he says, "I don't fear the man that's kicked 10,000 times. I fear the man that's kicked the same kick 10,000 times." So whether you scream or hit, run, jump, cry, shake, or write, have a way to feel the pure emotion of anger. A pure emotion lasts 60 to 90 seconds before we start weaving in story of the past. We start future forecasting that this will be forever. So to just purely feel the emotion of anger and express it, it shakes up the inertia of inaction. So we need a channel for our rage so that we can start to catalyze, push, initiate ourselves into action. Anger provokes anger, just as love provokes love. So what are you provoking? What is it that you want to see more of in the world? Because when you have a greater capacity for some emotion, feeling, you create a ripple effect. You become so dynamic that when people are near you, they want to feel the same. They want action. They want what you got. Till next time, study your rage and know that it is holy. Resist the urge to shove it down or push it away, and start to pay attention to the places you might be doing it covertly: stonewalling, contempt, criticism. I love you a lot, and this matters.